This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
Keenum goes into a long count, straightens up, takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
Eagles Radio Network on the call, and from there, the route was on for the Eagles as they will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, where we find Patrick Robinson of the Philadelphia Eagles. Patrick, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Congratulations on getting to the Super Bowl.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
If you could, walk us through the play we just listened to and what you were seeing, what the coverage was for the Eagles, and then the cutback you made on the left sidelines all the way to the right sideline to get in the end zone.
We were in cover six, and I saw the slot guy come up, try to rub off, and then I got a hand on him. As soon as I look back at the quarterback, I'm not going out of bounds. So I just cut back cross field, and I was like, man, if we get this one block, then we're good. So, that's how I went down.
Tell us what it was like inside that stadium when you score and things were going the wrong direction and the game flips on that play. Did you guys get a sense that once you got on the board, once you scored, that everything had changed?
Yeah, man, the crowd just got super loud. We kind of knew at that point, we were good. We were going to be back in this game. We're going to just start off the way we always start.
What has this been like for you guys as a team? Let's talk about the defense for a little bit, because we've talked a lot about the offense and what happened with your quarterback and Carson Wentz and the injury. But as a defense, you guys have had a tremendous year. But do you guys feel like you get the proper level of respect?
Well, in my opinion, it doesn't really matter. We're just going to keep doing what we've been doing all year, and that's play fast and play sound football. And that's all we worry about.
You guys have had the ability to get after the quarterback. You guys have had the ability to really pressure quarterbacks to make them make mistakes. Did you feel like you were going to be able to force Case Keenum to make big mistakes yesterday?
I definitely did. The linemen, they match up well against their O-line. And I definitely thought those guys up front were going to get after him.
Patrick Robinson, the Eagles, joining us here on PTO. You guys head to the Super Bowl. After the game, you guys are partying in the locker room. What's this experience been like for you? What's the year been like in Philadelphia?
It's been incredible. It's been incredible. This has been my best year, my career. And to start off in camp, not starting off too well, with the person. And then now we're in the locker room celebrating going to the Super Bowl. It's been a great year for me and my teammates.
What is Nick Foles like? What have you guys seen from him, the development, and how much confidence do you guys have in him heading into the Super Bowl?
Well, we have a lot of confidence in him. Since he started, the starting job, he's been the same guy. He hasn't really changed much. The same thing he does, when we go to practice, it's the same thing that we do every day. It's same routine, nothing's changed. We try to keep it simple and do the same thing we've been doing all year that helped us out with these wins.
You got a guy in your team in Chris Long who was playing with the Patriots last year, won a championship with them last year.
Yeah.
He's now on your team. You'll face Tom Brady coming up here in a couple of weeks. How much will you lean on him? How much will you try to pick his brain about facing Brady and the Patriots?
We're definitely going to try to pick his brain a lot. Whatever he knows, I'm pretty sure he's going to share it with us.
Any thoughts on the Patriots? I know you guys have got a lot of prep to do and a lot of time to kind of get ready for this game, but any initial thoughts on facing New England?
Not at this moment. You know, still trying to soak it all in, you know, just having this experience. You know, this is my first experience. So right now I'm not quite on to the next game.
I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you one bit. Patrick, thank you for the time. Congratulations. Enjoy it for the next couple of days, and then get ready for the Patriots coming up here in the Super Bowl.
All right, thank you. Guys, have a nice day.
You too. That's Patrick Robinson of the Philadelphia Eagles. He had the interception, the 50-yarder, the pick six, in which he brought that back. And, you know, from that moment on, I mean, that really was the game changer. And the underdog role that this team has really embraced, they're the biggest underdogs in the Super Bowl since 2009. Clearly, the team is not, at least from Patrick's perspective, he's not moved on to the Patriots yet and has not turned the page. I don't blame him. I would soak it all in, and I would enjoy the fact that you made it this far. You win the NFC, you do it at home, and you do it thanks to the defense. And the offense for Nick Foles was unbelievable. All right? I'm not going to discredit the three touchdown tosses or the 350 yards and all the run-pass options that worked perfectly for that offense. I'm not going to discredit that. But the defense really set the tone. And the defense, with that 50-yard pick six, changed everything. The momentum flipped. And Case Keenum went back to being Case Keenum. And for the first time since Case Keenum came in to replace Sam Bradford, his confidence got shaken. And that pick six, I felt like, really rattled him. He looked different on the sidelines. He was carrying himself differently on the sidelines. I think the Adam Thielen back injury was a big one. Stephon Diggs also suffered a back injury. I took a knee to the back early in that game, which limited him. And they wanted to run the ball. You could tell going in they wanted to run the ball until they scored in the first possession. They took the football, they ran it, they threw it, but they ran it because they wanted to run at that defense and slow down that pass rush for the Philadelphia Eagles. They knew there was going to be some problems coming off the edge stopping Philly. Even though the Eagles only sacked Case Keenum one time in the game, they pressured him like crazy. They were all over him. They're in the pick six. Chris Long, we mentioned it during the interview, you know, Chris Long being with the Patriots last year, but the reason why that pick six happened is because Case Keenum's arm had to be adjusted to get around the reach of Chris Long. And the ball sailed, and it was picked off, and then Robinson gets the ball and goes down the left sidelines and sees an opening, cuts it all the way back to the right and scores, and the place goes crazy. The link just erupts. And that's why you play the whole year. You play the entire regular season for the right to host every playoff game in your building. That's why you play hard. That's why you push. That's why you get the one seed, and so often the one seed winds up representing in the Super Bowl because of home field advantage and the bye. You play two games, you play the easiest game in the divisional round, and then you have one big tough opponent in the championship round, and you're playing in the Super Bowl. The Patriots played two AFC South teams, and they're in the Super Bowl. The Eagles, a little more of a difficult road, but they play two home games and they're in the Super Bowl. And the defense is why, even though the offense was awesome. I thought, hey, once the ball started rolling in the right direction, it was too much for the outdoor team to handle it. And you can say, I don't care about outdoor teams, you know, dome teams. Sorry, it was too much with the outdoor teams. The dome team, again, is now 0-5 in championship games. You play indoors, you go outdoors, even though it wasn't that cold. It's a different environment. You're outside. The wind, the ball moves differently. Everything is different when you play outside versus inside. But everyone's saying, I don't care about trends in outdoor teams, indoor teams. I don't care about that. Okay, but what about what the NFL Network reported about teams with walk-off touchdowns the next week? 0-5 now. 0-6, rather. 0-6 now. And I'll do the math later, but going into the game, it was an average loss of 23 points. They lost by 31 to the champion Philadelphia Eagles. That story, as well as the Patriots story, are our two big ones. We will get to those as we'll start the show, which way we normally do, but a little curveball with Patrick Robinson joining us at the top. The Hard Forest next, ESPN Radio.